do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Jasinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run through the end of town.
And then I ran and I ran and I ran. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. Chris Jasinski here. It's been yet another 7 days of running, and the weather is still awesome to be out there running. Special show today. Going to bring back our old friend Kelly Steele. Want to say hi? We'll say hi really fast.
Hi, everyone.
There you go. There's a voice you probably remember. Kelly Steele's going to join us. We're going to talk about... This show is kind of like the 101 on what to expect in your first race, your first kind of big race. And just to kind of make sure that we have all of our, you know, everything laid out properly the night before, and we have the bib on the front, and we've got, you know, all the I's dotted and T's crossed. And so we're going to go through all that together. We're going to kind of take this journey because we have a lot of questions coming from the participants of Le Chocolat. So I thought that Julie Weiss was supposed to be on this week. I pushed Julie back a week. Thank you, Julie, for understanding. And what I really wanted to do was kind of deep dive that whole issue of what do I expect, and start to get them to relax a bit and kind of reduce the animosity and the excitement and everything else that happens at race time. So, you know, we're going to talk all about that. I'm looking really forward to that. And you know, also some of the details about the race. So Le Chocolat, registration closes tomorrow night. There's literally about 10 spots left. And, you know, so if you want to register, register now. There's still a lot of people that are still attempting to transfer to from different races, the half and the 10 to the 5, and even from the 5 to the half. I mean, there's been all kinds of transfers.
That's a big transfer.
That's a big transfer. And we're seeing lots of that. Unfortunately, it's coming right down the wire. But yeah, so tomorrow night, registration closes, and then we can't move anybody. But, you know, some of the folks that we really need to thank is we need to thank the Peely Island Winery folks for, you know, this incredible product that we're actually launching here called Running Girl Wine. And, you know, really excited about it. Loved like that neoprene satchel bag too.
I can't wait to see that.
It's really cool. So Peely Island Wineries, great guys, you know, such a local institution here, and great winemakers. So definitely folks we want to thank. Infinite Nutrition Canada, Darson, and the folks down there for blending Running Flat Fuel, which will be on the course. Our good friends at Spago Restaurant over on Cabana. They're actually our food sponsors. So they're the ones that actually feed all the volunteers throughout the entire weekend. And we thank them very much for that. And we've got a whole bunch of water station sponsors as well. We got the TCH Montessori in LaSalle. They're one of the big sponsors. We've also got a little bit of a mini expo going on, you know, at Race Kit Pickup, just to kind of make things exciting for you. And a lot of that, frankly, is... You know, you're coming in from out of town, you're at a race, and it's like, oh, I forgot, you know, my lucky socks, or I forgot the glide.
Forgot my race belt, I forgot.
Right, I forgot the goo, you know. So we have New Balance Store helping us out at the Race Kit Pickup. So they'll also have all those things that are really important to you. We also have our friends at the Stag Shop selling you some products as well. And
that's just not going to be for the race.
Well, you never know. You never know. Stranger things have happened in running. LMS compression socks will be there, and VertiPole Fitness will be there. It's a little bit of entertainment.
Looks like a good lineup there.
I think so. I think it'll be just fine for us.
You know what? The expo is a great time to come out, and you know what? For most runners, it's a chance to take a deep breath and just kind of relax. You signed up. The race is in a couple of days. You relax. You kind of chat with some of the other people. Realize, yeah, everyone else is just as nervous as you are.
Absolutely. And some of the things that we're doing this year too is we have 4 entertainment acts on the course. And so we have Vertica will be on the course as well.
Pole dancing.
I mean, how awesome is that? We have Nouveau Entertainment, Brendan, and Sounds Plus. And one of the things that we can never ever do without, but we always kind of forget the we leave them last is the volunteers. The 150 volunteers that it takes to actually put on an event this size. Our hats go off to them. As a matter of fact, this is the new volunteer shirt.
I was
of the
just
year.
Looking at that. I love runners. That's great.
How cool is this shirt?
That's very cool.
You know, last year we released that blue shirt that had Running Flat on the front, and everybody wanted to buy it. And then when we released this, it's been incredible.
Is that one going to be for sale?
I don't know. I think it should be, but I think the volunteers are going to love wearing these. Great fabric, but the I Love Runners was a great little touch for the volunteers. So, yeah, absolutely. That's
Do you still need volunteers for the race?
Yeah, we always need volunteers, and especially early in the morning, especially later in the afternoon to just kind of get the gear back in the truck when we're all, we're out of gas at that point in time after the event. But yeah.
What do they do if they want to volunteer?
You know what? They can contact Carla@runningflat.com or Chris@runningflat.com, or just go to the registration page. There's also a volunteer section where you can register. We'd love to have you. Runningflat.com for more information about that.
And you get a cool shirt.
You get a super cool shirt in our dying gratitude. One of the really funny things is that most people don't realize about the event is that we're not sponsored by anybody for chocolate in regards to like Hershey's or Mars or Nestle. It's not without trying, with all due respect. We go to those companies every year, year after year, and beg them for, their latest and greatest product that they want to promote. What do they want to put in the our clamshell gift box of chocolate? And it's really incredible to me that we never, ever get anything from any of them.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so we end up buying and purchasing and negotiating with wholesalers for all that chocolate.
Yeah.
So this year we have the Kit Kat, which you've seen. These are the medals.
I absolutely love these medals. These are really awesome.
The medals are incredible. And for us to say incredible medals, I got to tell you, we have two award-winning medals. We've had the medal to top 10 medal in running for Run for Heroes.
Yep.
And we've also had the medal to run for in Canada with Zombie Chase. Mm-hmm. So
your peeling one's really nice too.
Oh, it's really cool this year too with the frog. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
The frog that bounces off the eco label for peeling on the lines.
Yep.
Yeah. But this medal is a Kit Kat bar. Right, you can see it's got the teeth mark and the little Kit Kat, right?
I love the teeth mark.
So there you are, at a Walmart buying 2,600 Kit Kat bars, right? And you can imagine how long the line is. And then some guy in the very, very back starts going, give me a break, give me a... And everyone just outbursts laughing, right? Because they're all going like, what the hell are you doing
with
2,600 chocolate bars? And it's like, well, that's a long, long story, my friend. But welcome to Le Chocolat. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. Kelly Steele's our special guest from Windsor Star, and we're going to talk about the 101s of running when we come back.
We know you give 110% when it comes to running your small business. Sometimes that means you use 110% of your data, but don't let that stop your workflow. With Rogers' new Share Everything for Business plan, you'll get an additional 2 gigabytes of data for only $10 per month if you need it. Get flexible data that works for your business and receive up to a $300 bill credit when you purchase any new smartphone on select 2-year plans. Visit rogers.com/flex to learn more.
The smell of our new freshly baked McCafe pastries with a McCafe premium roast coffee. But you can't smell it, so imagine flaky pastries turning golden brown in our oven, butter filling the air as decadent chocolate melts, coffee made with fragrant Arabica beans. You better pull over.
Pair a delectable mini chocolatine with a small McCafe premium roast coffee for just $1.99 plus tax. For a limited time at participating McDonald's restaurants in Ontario.
Working at Heights training requirements are the law in Ontario. If you're an employer who has workers who work at Heights in construction, make sure they're trained. If you're a homeowner, hiring a contractor who will have workers working at Heights, such as replacing a roof, you should ask if they have the training and how they'll work safely. To find out more, visit ontario.ca/workingatheights. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
All of our destinations. Yes. All of Porter's 23 destinations are now on sale. So get online at flyporter.com and surprise someone with a weekend away in a new city or with some quality time with your mother. Some conditions apply to time with your mother and with this sale, but whatever your destination of choice, this Porter sale will make it all worthwhile. Porter, flying refined.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by AutoMax Windsor, your new car alternative. View their entire inventory of low-mileage used vehicles at automaxxwindsor.com.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, mainly cloudy, clearing after midnight with light northeast winds and a low of 4. Sunny for tomorrow with northeast winds to 20 kilometers per hour, the high near 13. Increasing clouds for tomorrow night, the low of 5. Cloudy for Thursday, a 60% chance of showers and a high of 10. For Friday, sunny, the high near 15. For Saturday, sunny, the high near 16. And for Sunday, cloudy, 30% chance of showers and a high of 14.
If you love to save, it's time to seize the days. It's the final week of Sears Days, featuring our lowest prices of the season. You'll find everything you need with great buys like these. Hurry in and save big on outdoor furniture and grills, featuring Debbie Travis, Napoleon, Royal King, Whole Home, and more. And get a free Clinique 7-piece gift set with any Clinique purchase of $31 or more, now through May 9th. Seize the days. Seize the savings. In-store or at Sears.ca. Some exclusions apply.
AM 800 CKLW, the information station, where you're always only minutes away from the latest news, talk, and opinion. Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star with me. You know, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
You know, it's so funny. Just to kind of finish off some of the other races that are open. Canada Day is open, selling really fast. It's July 1st in Amherstburg, Ontario. It's got the medal that's open source. So it's Wayne Gretzky, Don Cherry, and Clara Hughes are the three finalists.
Those are some good choices.
Absolutely, they're great Canadians, every single one of them. So, and then when you register, you choose one of those guys to be on this year's medal. Plus, at the same time, you also choose who you want on next year's medal to be one of the finalists. We give away butter tarts. We have Bob and Doug McKenzie on the course. Everything's red and white. We hired a local artist, Denial, which does phenomenal work. Because we over the last year or so, we just really kind of fell in love with Baxi and his whole street art. I've become a big street art fan the last year. I'm growing. I'm growing as an individual.
Things are changing like crazy with you.
unbelievable. And so we kind of went to him and said, you know, we really love street art. Can you do something for us for Canada Day? And that's where that logo now for Canada Day comes from, is from Denial.
You know what I love about that race? I don't think there's really anything around where it's that patriotic. There's red and white everywhere. Everyone's got I ran, actually, and I'm not someone who regularly likes to do goofy stuff like that. I ran with the stupid little bobbles on my head. And
really?
I even did
that. Is there pictures of that floating around?
Yeah.
There must be, I'm sure.
I think I destroyed most of them.
We'll find them. But Canada Day was really the way I originally designed the concept was. I wanted a 4th of July event without the blue.
Yep.
Because the Americans have got just such a huge passion for patriotism, and it was something that really I felt really kind of lacked in what we do on Canada Day, and that's how I designed the entire event. So, you know, whether it's the 16-foot inflatable Mountie at the finish line, or having a real Mountie, you know, from the RCMP in full scarlets.
And that's a great course. And I loved last year you had Bob and Doug McKenzie on.
Of course,
we had to stop by the beer store. I had to get our pictures taken with them. That was very cool.
We have a lot of fun. And so will you.
But that's what races should be. Too many times there's too much pressure when we talk about new runners or just runners in general. Get all freaked out. They don't want to sign up for a race because they're not really runners. The truth of running is it really is social, and it really is a great time. Your Canada Day run's a perfect example of that. You have families coming out. You have everyone coming out. People are hooting and hollering, high-fiving, posing with Bob and Doug. That's what running's all about.
Yeah, and you're right. It is a huge family value. We'll have over 200 kids in that kids event this year, which will be a new record for us. Kids events are are incredible to put on.
Yep.
But just to see the look on those kids' faces, and even the little ones that need the help with their mom and dad to kind of do the 550 around the Palisade, it's a phenomenal event to watch. But what really strikes me, and I talk to sponsors and I talk to corporations all the time about what we do, what's striking about us, and if you look at any of the videos that we have, because we produce a video for every single event, you'll see that runners come in all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably, I think, the hardest thing for people, that paradigm to kind of break, is they think of, oh, it's the little white guy in the singlet with the green shoes holding his watch,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know, with the high-cut shorts. And that's not the average runner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a performance runner. And there's a huge difference in that. And I think that's kind of where a lot of people just stop. Oh, the runs are just designed for those people. Well, they're not. We want everybody involved. We want you off the couch. We want you into that 5K, doing that 5,000 meters, whether it's a walk, whether it's a run, whether it's run, walk, run, walk, run, whatever it takes you to get to that finish line. We want to get you there.
And you know, that's interesting. As you know, I coach runners, and that's one of the big things I hear from new runners and even people who've been doing it for a couple of years. Oh, I'm not really a runner. I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? If you've put the shoes on and you're coming out and you're run walking, or if you're walking, you're running fast, running slow, you're a runner. And it actually makes me sad, these people who don't really think they're runners. I had one person a couple of weeks ago tell me that she didn't really think she was a true runner until she did Boston. I'm like, you know, I admire the fact that she was doing Boston. She's like one heck of a good runner. But really, runners, like you said, they're fast, they're slow, some are heavier, some are thinner. It doesn't matter. Like, it runners, and that's what I love about this sport,
right,
is all shapes and sizes, all speeds, and that's what's really cool.
It is a great equalizer,
mm-hmm.
and amongst all the other sports that are out there, because, A, you can pick it up at any given age.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, we know folks in their 70s who started running into their 80s. We know folks who started running early on within, you know, grade school, doing mm-hmm. track and field and doing cross country. And it doesn't matter what age you are, you can pick the sport up. And it doesn't matter what your fitness level is, because it'll only get better from wherever you start from, you know, by just, you know, doing it correctly and not hurting yourself.
Yep.
And not overdoing it, which is probably, I think, the biggest issue that with new runners is always
Absolutely.
About overtraining and getting hurt, and then, you know, having to sit in physio for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks and being sidelined, and then mm-hmm. getting kind of upset that they're not running,
yep.
you know, and then, you know, it kind of brings them down, and then leave the sport or just, you know, go find something else. So,
well, and too, when we're talking about new runners, what I always love is that after the Chocolat, people are going to go to work on Monday. Either they did the 5, the 10, or the half. And they're, you know, maybe they're going to be a little stiff, and someone's going to say, hey, what'd you do on the weekend? Why are you stiff? Well, I ran a race. So what'd you run? The 5K. Very few people will say, oh, what was your time? Majority of people go, wow, you ran a 5K? That's really cool. Because the reality is, most people don't know what a good 5 or 10 or even a half marathon pace is unless you're actually in the sport.
Did you win?
How long is that one? I always love that one.
Yeah, exactly. How long is that marathon? Yeah, I know. But, you know, again, that's just kind of educating people and saying, you know, a 5K is a 5K. It's 5,000 meters.
Yeah.
You know, and a 10K is a 10K. And we're the host of the National 10K Championships again this year here in Windsor at Le Chocolat. What's really unique about that event is there is a number of locals signed up, but the majority of people are from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of locals that have signed up to be on the Masters 10K.
Really?
Yeah, which I always found surprising, since
we have a lot of really fast Masters runners in this area.
I realize that. But, you know, when you bring a Masters championship to the city for 2 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
You'd expect that we'd have a lot of Masters participants locally, and we don't. But that's okay, because they're coming from London, they're coming from Toronto and Ottawa and other places, and they'll end up taking the spots for this year.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, originally Canada Day we talked about. Got back to Le Chocolat.
See, things don't change with you and I. We just go off on these little tangents.
I know. Well, one of the things that is coming up, that is open on July 23rd, is Color Run Nights. And Color Run Nights, you know, I found out just the other day, the opening of that, the VIP registration, was the highest they'd ever seen in their night's events anywhere in North America here in Windsor.
There is a buzz in the community about that run right now.
Absolutely. And you know, Color Run has done extremely well here in getting, you know, large numbers of participants out to the waterfront. Because it's a bit, again, it's that alchemy of, oh, what makes a great event? Having really the most iconic piece of real estate to do this at is really been incredible.
So explain Night Run to me.
Yeah, so Color on Nights is very similar to Color on Days, except it's done at night. You kind of show up at, you know, 7, 8 o'clock, you know, you kind of mill around, and 9, 9:30, you know, we'll kind of release you onto the course. And what we end up doing is we end up renting literally like 100 of those portable light standards that you see on construction sites. We unscrew the light bulbs and we put black lights in them.
Oh, really?
And so each color zone has a series of those in them. And the powder that we throw, that we do a color run, same thing, you know, we have the arches. The arches are glowing in the dark. The paint, or the powder is actually iridescent.
Oh, very cool.
And it glows in the black light. And so each one of the color zones out there has obviously a different color and glows in the dark. And then when you come back, we'll actually hand you the color packet that you can throw at the Riverfront Plaza. What's really, really cool about this event, first off, the shirt, which I'm not wearing today, is black and it's full of stars. It says Color Nights. It glows in the dark.
Oh, nice.
And then the swag you get is a headlight with two settings, black light or regular light.
Cool.
So everyone's running with a black light. They're all glowing. Plus, you're going through glow zones. It's really a fun event.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. A bunch of us did it last year in Michigan and just had a blast doing it and said, because the decision was like, do we want to go Color Run Days? And I thought, let's just, for once, let's just switch it up.
Yeah.
And let's just kind of give a variety to folks who maybe never gotten the chance to do it, or maybe the folks who've done it for a number of years want to try something different. We'll go to Nights, and then we'll bring it back to Days. So that's Color and Nights in a nutshell. But
it sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's definitely a lot of fun. And on that note, it's time for the news. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back. We're going to get to the 101, all the questions that you need answered for Liz Chocolat with Kelly Steele on Running Flat Radio.
Hello again, friend of a friend. I knew you when our common goal.
AM 800.
Well, as far as news concerned, we get everything from AM 800.
CKLW.
I could stream you on the internet or my phone. I listen to you more than I watch TV.
Local news first.
If you need new tires or just want new tires, nobody puts the rubber to the road like your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram retailer. It's the 4-for-3 tire special. That's four new brand name tires for the price of three. You just can't beat that. Come in for the peace of mind maintenance service starting at just $69.95 and ask for the 4-for-3 tire special today. See your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram retailer for details. We built it. We know it.
Lobster lovers unite at the Windsor-Roseland Rotary 32nd Annual Lobster Fest, Friday, May 27th at the Chichero Club. Enjoy all-you-can-eat succulent lobster or chicken, a silent auction, raffle, and dancing. Don't miss out on the Early Bird Special, which gets you a table of 10 for $850, a savings of $50 before April 30th. Individual tickets are $90. Proceeds benefit Windsor-Roseland Rotary Charities. Call the ticket hotline today at 519-981-1713.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor-Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
The head of the Windsor-Essex County Humane Society is calling on dog owners to be vigilant. The call comes in the wake of the latest fatal dog attack in a public park. Melanie Coulter says people need to know their own dogs. A 39-year-old Windsor man has been charged under the Dog Owners Liability Act after an altercation between Alaskan Malamute and a schnoodle in a Tecumseh dog park last weekend led to the smaller dog's death. The native of South Sudan, who's accused of using fake documents to get into Canada, has told the Immigration and Refugee Board he doesn't know how old he is. Jonathan Nicola, the former Catholic Central basketball player, told the board at a detention review hearing last Tuesday he didn't come to Canada to harm any people. The date of birth on his passport indicate he's 17, but another document says he's 29. Nicola remains in custody and will appear for another hearing May 24th. A Windsor man will learn his fate in June. 52-year-old Francis Ronald Siller pleaded guilty late last year to theft in connection with the plundering of an elderly city woman's accounts. While the court has not been able to determine an exact figure, the theft is said to be at least $75,000. And with summer fast approaching, the Canadian Blood Services has issued an urgent need for donations. The agency says 3,700 blood donations are needed in Windsor, 200,000 across the country over the next 10 weeks. In sports, the NBL of Canada has released the playoff schedule for round one. The Windsor Express will face the Niagara River Lions. Game one goes Monday at the WFCU Center. In the NBA playoffs, the Raptors are battling the Indiana Pacers at the ACC right now. It is all Pacers. They lead it by a score of 61-52 at the half. Weather-wise, cloudy for tonight, but clearing after midnight with a low of 4. We're at 8 right now, 46 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
Running Cloud Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski. This is your show all about endurance sports, mostly about running. It's weekly. We have really interesting guests on who are compelling. I mean, you know, we had the marathon investigator on, you know, talking about all the investigations that are going
that
on.
That was very cool.
Yeah, you know, so we're always, you know, getting new guests on, and we're bringing an old co-host back, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. Kelly famously has Kelly's Crew, which is your running group, plus you also have a Learn to Run group that goes along with that, right? And you have runners of different types of...
Yeah, and I've been doing boot camps with them now, too. So I get to yell and scream at them even a little bit more.
Sweet. So really what I want to do is I want to go through, like, the 101 of new runners going to a brand-new event, kind of nervous, don't know what to expect, whether I'm in the 5K run or I'm in the 5K walk. Let's kind of deep dive some of those concerns and issues. And the number one issue that I get is, where the hell do I park? You know, and my response is really open, and it's like, anywhere. You know, in Walkerville, there's a lot of residential areas, there's a lot of residential streets, there's a lot of industrial streets as well. When you're kind of like south of Wyandotte and east of Walker Road, tons of parking, literally two blocks away.
Yeah, you have the train station, huge lot right there.
Right, right. So, you know, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're going out for a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon. Mm-hmm. You can park a couple blocks away. It's okay.
And my advice to a lot of my runners regarding the expo, I always say, hit it the first day. You know, you go there with your expo, you have the Friday night, and you have Saturday. If you can go Friday night, go Friday night. Because then Saturday, you can sit, you put your feet up, you don't have to worry about rushing off to get your bib. Because too many times people wait, and then all of a sudden Saturday, they got the mad dash, they're already nervous as it is, and they're tearing in there trying to get their bib and all their stuff.
Oh yeah, when we're packing everything away, and someone's driving, hey, we got my bib.
Hang on. Or the person who runs in race morning, oh my gosh, I didn't make it to the expo, you know? You know it's coming up. You know there's 2 days, Friday, Saturday. Pick up your bib.
Exactly. Yeah. And which is right. So let's go back a bit. We have race kit pickup, which is your bib and your wine that is available to you on Friday and Saturday. We don't do race kit pickup morning of. So we want you to come visit us at the big stage on the waterfront in front of Caesars from 3 till 8. On Friday, from 10 till 6, on Saturday.
And let's face it, nerve-wise, it's a lot easier to show up at a race where you already have your bib on you, it's pinned on, you're all good to go, everything's there, rather than getting to a race and you don't know where the heck you're supposed to go. So, you know, do that. That's one less thing you have to worry about.
So, when I did have a concern at one point in time, somebody came to me and said, well, how come you don't have race kit pickup day of? And I said, look, this is a large race. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be worrying about who's getting their bib and how long that line is that morning. I want to be worrying about the course, your safety, your experience, and getting you home. Mm-hmm. That's what my worry is. And so I want you to come earlier, 1 or 2 days earlier, pick up your stuff, get comfortable with it, and then we know you've picked it up. We know you know where you are and where you're going because it's on the course. And it's just that much better for everybody involved.
And the best part about that, all those questions. Oh my gosh, you know, where's the water stop? Is there water in the course? What kind of gel do you have? Where are the bathrooms? Where is the course even going? You can ask that all on Friday or Saturday. So when you show up Sunday, you don't have to run around going, I'm not sure where this course is going.
Or we can answer it right now.
We can answer it right now.
So washrooms. Let's start with where are the washrooms?
That's always a huge one.
Yeah. So there are three large water stations on the course because... There's a 5K course that goes in and out. There's a 10K, which goes twice the distance. And then there's the 21K, which does a double loop. So the way it's set up is every 2K, you're going to have an aid station, which will have water, and it'll have an infinite product that we call running flat fuel. So those will be there along with a small, we don't call them first aid kits, but like it's like a runner's aid kit, mm-hmm. which will have Band-Aids, Vaseline, like have, you know, if you're starting to chafe, you know, you can grab something and, yep. and help yourself out midway on the course. Goo is available on the course, but it's on the far water station where the 21Kers go.
Yep.
Because they're the ones mm-hmm. who would require it. So there is goo on the course, but it's on that side. There are porta-johns near the water stations. So the cadence of getting your hydration in every 2K is the same as your washrooms.
Yep.
And that's how we design all of our courses.
And my advice to my runners, I get a lot of them. Well, you know, I always run in my water belt. Should I run in it on race day? If you want to run in it, run in it. There's plenty of water stations there. You don't have to, but if that's what you're comfortable with doing it. The other thing in regards to gel, if you're planning on taking gel, bring your own gel. Because there's a good chance, for whatever reason, you might miss the one gel stop. Usually they're pretty obvious, but or you might not like the gel. Maybe you don't like chocolate or whatever flavor it is. There's always, I pack everything I need is on me. I don't run with my water because I know the water stations are good. But with gel or any of the other stuff I take, I carry it. I never rely on the course. So, you know, it's kind of what you want to do.
Correct.
Yeah. And my other, here's my biggest pet peeve in the world. I'm going to throw it out right now.
Okay, throw it out.
I will. If you drop anything at the start line, please, unless it's your Walkman or your iPhone or something really important, do not stop and pick it up. I've seen people stop to pick up a gel pack and about five people run into them, a major collision, because people aren't paying attention. People are going to run into you. Same at a water stop. If you're planning to go over to a water stop, go right over to the water course. Turn right, go over, move out of the way. Too many people, if you stop right in the middle of the course, people are going to run into you. It's a guaranteed. And too many times you see someone who they're tired, they just stop. Well, the person, all the people who are running behind them don't know they're going to stop. So you run into them. So go to the right side of the course if you're going to stop. If you get water, if you're going to tie your shoe, if you're going to blow your nose, whatever you're going to do, go to the right side of the course.
And let's just follow up on that. So if you're walkers and if you're walking, don't walk 15 abreast.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there's multiple races going on the same course. Now, granted, the course is four lanes wide, mm-hmm. okay? But the problem is that you don't hear the lead 10K runner cyclist who's marshaling that lead runner in. You don't hear him. Even we've got really loud alarms mm-hmm. that we've mounted on the bikes, and they're screaming at you, but still you're not hearing it. Don't walk 5-10 abreast. You know, get it down to like 3 or 4 max. Stay to the right, and just be cognizant that you could have fast-moving traffic coming up from behind you.
And that goes right even with the start line. When you're lining up at the start line, yeah, I know everyone wants to have a great race. You want to get out of the crowd fast. But let's face it, if you're planning on walking or you're planning on going slower and you position yourself right at the very front,
right.
The moment that gun goes off, all of those fast runners are going to be trying to get around you. You're going to get kind of tossed around a bit. So when you line up at the start line, line up according to where you think you reasonably, you know, your speed is. So if you're walking or you have a stroller or whatever, go to the back of the corral.
Right. And there are three separate races. So starting at 9 a.m., we line up the half marathoners.
Yeah.
They go out. And then we fill the chute with the 10Kers, which is the national championship.
Yep.
And all the 10Kers go out onto the course. And then we line up the 5Kers, and then they go on the course. And the way we line them up is the fastest, the folks who actually want to compete and, mm-hmm. and run through this, to, you know, your kind of average runners, to the walkers in the back.
Yep.
And that's how it is for all three races.
And that way, everyone's going to have a good race.
Yep.
If you line up that way, it makes sense.
Absolutely. So the other big question I get is, if I'm signed up for the walk, can I run? Or if I'm, you know, if I'm signed up for the run, can I walk?
Yep.
And look, at the bottom line is, if you're signed up for the run, you could do whatever you want. You can run, you can walk, the entire thing. It doesn't matter. The issue with it, with being in a walk situation, is that those folks only walk, and you can't kind of break your stride. And that's if they're competitive, and that's why we've always done it. And we'll probably end up changing that to just one solid category coming up within the next year. But that's the categories that we opened up with, and those are the ones that we're sticking with.
Yeah.
So that, I think that's a really important issue that we need to kind of resolve. Is it's okay. It's okay to walk. Honestly, it's okay to walk.
Another question I get is always regarding the bib. As you know, bib has to be visible and on the front.
Yes.
But okay, the big question people get is, well, you know what? It's cold out, so you know they've got 5 layers on. Well, what do they do with their bib? Because they have their bib on the outer layer, so they want it. They start to get warm, so they want to take that outer layer off, and all of a sudden that bib is an issue, right? I always say to people, if you think you're going to be dressing in layers and you think you're actually going to shed some, like take a couple of your shirts off, pin your bib on the front of your shorts. That way you can take 12 layers off the top and you don't have to worry about it. Because if you're running and you're trying to mess around with your bib after you take your shirt off, it's a pain. Or else get one of the I always run with the race belts because then I can do whatever with it. It's easy.
Yeah, and just attach your race belt.
Yep,
it happens a lot. Bag check. We do have a bag check. We always have a bag check. It's at the back of the brewery. Just look for the signs, and that'll allow you to kind of drop your jacket off and whatever you want, and we'll put it into like a grocery bag with your number on it, and then just come back with your bib, and we'll retrieve it for you. So we do have a bag check.
Okay.
Important thing to know.
That's really important.
A couple other things of etiquette that I think we should touch upon. One is, as you're going by a volunteer who's closing a road and has been patiently sitting there, standing there for 4 hours, thank them. Thank them very much for their time. Same with police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Wave at them, say thanks for coming out and supporting us. It's those little things that runner etiquette that really kind of, you know, really kind of bolsters our sport and really makes people want to keep volunteering for us.
Yep. And, you know, with runner etiquette, too, if you have your gel pack or your beans or your whatever you're taking, a lot of times, you know, you'll take it in the middle of the road. I usually hold on to it until I get to a water station where there's other garbage, and then I drop it there because we are going through a residential spot. So sometimes it's kind of rude if you're just dropping your garbage wherever, because if you're not running a race, you're not just going to drop your garbage in the middle of the street. So, you know, kind of be courteous that way and wait until you get to water stop. You know, what's it take to hold on to your garbage for, you know, a mile or whatever?
Right. The one thing that we do have at one of the water stations is we have an M&M station.
Nice.
Which you know, I want to kind of point out, it's not for everybody. A lot of folks who are running won't consume something that heavy. But we do have, you know, M&Ms, which will be in cups, you know, like we do with our water. And so enjoy those. Don't choke on them. Just enjoy them, you know.
Now, we haven't really talked about the firefighters.
The firefighters.
Are they going to be out this year?
Yeah, no, they'll be there.
Shirtless?
they'll definitely be at the finish line handing out medals. They'll also be on the course working the water stations.
It's always nice how you do it coming across, and they have all their suits on or their uniforms at the finish line. That's a really nice touch.
Yeah, you know what? And they're such great guys. I know we've raised over $5,000 for Sparky's Toy Drive already this year. So, you know, every year we're raising more and more money for them, and it's such a great cause, and it's great to see them out as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, be a part of the community, especially the running community. So it works out really well. You know, I think is that it? Can you think of anything else? Do you really want to touch upon?
There's always a million different things.
Someone emailed me today, says, will there be chairs to sit down and enjoy the entertainment? And I'm like, no, they're hard. It's a walk or a run. You keep going that way. You know, the entertainment is there for you, but yeah, just keep moving.
The other thing too is, you know what? Runners, we've all signed up for this race. We've all paid money to run this race. Don't abandon it. You're going to see those people who are going to say, well, you know what? I always run Riverside Drive, so I'm not signing up for this race. I'm just going to run the course anyways. Abandoning is so frowned upon. Don't do it. It's not cool.
I know. And I really don't want to go into the abandoning issue. We did the Cheats, Liars, and Thieves one. Yeah, we did that before. So it's now time for Song of the Week. The song that we do every week that's new and hip. And this week it is The Congos with Take It From Me on Running Flat Radio.
We a minute to clear my head. I try recalling, but the blanks won't fill. Come on, let's roll it. But I forgot the fill. Take a minute. When you start, it's just a matter of time. Any minute you will cross that line. Take a minute. You never think about the price to pay. It got a mind of its own and it's insane.
AM 800 salutes the winners of the Windsor-Essex Regional Chamber of Commerce Business Excellence Awards.
The Young Professional of the Year winner is Jennifer Sharon, Director of Recruitment Services for Lucas Professional Search Group. Her values are built on respect, honesty, integrity, and the highest level of customer service. Jennifer is the co-creator of the Chamber of Commerce's Emerging Leaders Program, offering mentorship, networking, and educational seminars while promoting long-term business relationships. Divine Personnel Incorporated is a staffing and employment solutions agency focusing on delivering high-quality services to both employers and job seekers. Based out of the downtown Windsor Business Accelerator, they're a staffing and employment solutions agency that have placed over 500 people since opening 2 years ago. That's what's led to Divine Personnel winning this year's New Business of the Year Award.
Congratulations to all the winners and nominees of the 26th Annual Business Excellence Awards, presented by the Windsor-Essex Regional Chamber of Commerce and proudly sponsored by AM 800-CKLW.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Royal LePage Binder Real Estate. In today's complex real estate market, you need dependable advice. Call your Royal LePage Binder Real Estate representative and get started today, or visit royallepagebinder.com.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, mainly cloudy, clearing after midnight with light northeast winds and a low of 4. Sunny for tomorrow with northeast winds to 20 kilometers per hour, the high near 13. Increasing clouds for tomorrow night, the low of 5. Cloudy for Thursday, a 60% chance of showers and a high of 10. For Friday, sunny, the high near 15. For Saturday, sunny, the high near 16. And for Sunday, cloudy, 30% chance of showers and a high of 14.
Hey guys. At long last, barbecue season has finally arrived. Now that it's here, we're taking $3 off 24-pack cans of Miller Lite only at the beer store.
Oh, that's cool.
Save $3 on 24-pack cans of great-tasting Miller Lite at the beer store. Is Miller Lite the best-tasting light beer? Well, there's only one way to find out. Enjoy your barbecue season. It's Miller time. Ontario only. For a limited time. While supplies last, don't drink and drive.
The Essex-Windsor Solid Waste Authority trucks are pulling into the public drop-off depot on the corner of EC Row and Central with a fantastic sale on environmental merchandise. Garden Gold Compost is great for your gardens and lawns, and it's loaded right into your vehicle. 4 bags for $10. What a great price. Don't miss the Essex-Windsor Solid Waste Authority truckload sale this Sunday, May 1st from 9 till 1 at the public drop-off depot, corner of EC Row and Central. Rain or shine, while supplies last, cash only, please. Visit EWSWA.org.
When you start, it's just a matter of time. Any minute you will cross that line. Take a minute, you never think about the price to pay. It got a mind of its own and it's insane. Take a minute, it got a mind of its own.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. That's Take It From Me, Song of the Week from the Congos. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski, Kelly Steele, and with me just for today to kind of talk about the 101 of running. And now it's time to bring in our good friend Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
And how are you, Ben?
Yeah, I can't complain. Feeling good. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, Kelly.
You know, we actually did an entire show, Ben, on what it's like to be that newbie runner going into an event and some of the things that they should really be cognizant of and you know, stuff that they should know before they go in.
Right. Well, if you're going to have to, generally people get nervous, so they have to pee right before the race time. So if you're going to duck into the bushes, don't wear a yellow shirt.
I love that.
But we have lots of porta-johns for you at the start line at Le Chocolat.
Yeah, no, I would never do that at your race. I'm just saying.
It's someone else's race. It's okay. Thanks, Ben. Really appreciate that. But it's so important to be able to communicate to new runners and walkers of all those little nuances that we come across as runners. You know, like, don't roll the bib. You know, don't fold the bib because of the timing chips, you know, and just those little things.
I guess a big one would be to get there early. It always sort of somehow baffles me when I see folks, you know, if the thing starts at 9, you want to get there kind of comfortably at about 8:20, 8:25, just so you get your bearings, you know? Nothing is more uncomfortable than starting one of these things, and especially if you're doing one of the big ones, and, you know, there's 13,000 people, and you're trying to figure out where you get into the corral and how to do it, and it's just, you know, you try to set people up so they go through these experiences and have a good one, and they want to do it again. So you have to give yourself the opportunities to succeed, and one of the big things you can do is, you know, just give yourself time, get there a little early, get comfortable, you know, see where you're supposed to stand.
When you see they do that with the Port-a-John too, they get there late and then they panic when all of a sudden there's a massive lineup for the Port-a-John and they don't know what to do, right?
It's, you know, it's nice. That's a bad way to start your morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I've started a race before where I've been in the Port-a-John lineup and the race has started. Thank God for the chips.
Yeah. But, you know, the 10K is a gun start, right, because it's a national championship. So, you know, and that's something else that people don't understand. Chip timing is when the chip crosses the mat and sends you on the course. When you come back from the course, you trigger the chip again. And that triggers your time of the run itself. A gun start is the mass start.
Are all 3 years gun?
Well, no, it'll be chip time for the half and the 5K, but it'll be gun start for the 10K for the simple fact that that's how Athletics Canada and the IAAF and everyone adjudicates their runs. So, yeah, so that is going to be a gun start with a chip finish.
Ben, are we going to see you down here this weekend?
I wish. I'd like to. You can hear me equivocating.
I got a bib with your name on it.
Now you tell me. You know, you tell me this now. I didn't know the next one for sure. I know I want to. I hear great things.
We've always got a bib with your name on it, Ben. always, my friend.
Hey, thanks, man.
Really quickly, I know that there was an issue regarding Canadian marathoning that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you know, there was just it was an interesting thing in that a lot of the big Canadian races, Calgary, Vancouver, Ottawa, Toronto.
Vancouver?
These events, you know, all of them struggle to get something like 4,000 people doing their marathons. You know, some of them get more. Ottawa's maybe going to get 5,500. But you see that 1,500 Canadians ran Boston a couple weeks ago. So we were trying to get a campaign going to get more people to run these events at home. You know, why is it that, like, you know, the New York Marathon is on your bucket list, right? So folks want to go to New York and they go from Calgary to New York. But meanwhile, it's like, you know, it's like support your home team. These races need to see, you know, they need people. They have to pay to get the people to, you know, to do street closures and to pay for the porta potties and all these other things. So, you know, we were thinking that, like, why is it America does such a good job of marketing and mythologizing itself. And these are amazing events, Chicago, wonderful. But, wow, you know, I mean, go to Ottawa. Ottawa's amazing, you know, and it's nice. You do it home. You do it on your home turf and your home country, and it's a different kind of experience, but I think it's an equally rewarding one.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of that falls into, Ben, that Canadians, 80% of Canadians have a passport, and we like to travel the world and experience the world. and marathoners generally are, you know, more affluent. They love to travel. And marathoning is really a destination event.
Huge.
You know, we would always in the family choose two races to go to every year that were foreign to us, whether it was, you know, we've run Ottawa before, but, you know, at the same time, you know, we've also run Disney. So, when you look at that, I think it's all about about that event experience being a destination event.
No doubt. Somebody I heard about the other day, a husband and wife ran across Italy, and then they concluded their sojourn with the Rome Marathon. And it's like, hey, sign me up for that. That sounds really good. I get it. But, you know, I'm just saying, we have good stuff over here too.
I think it's a great point, and that's something that we can probably pick up a little bit later about marathons and, you know, being 500,000 marathoners in North America, but the number never changes. It stays the same, which I think is another whole series of issues as well.
16,000 people doing the half marathon and, you know, 3,500 doing the marathon, and what happens to those 16,500, you know?
Exactly. Where? Yep. No, 100%. You're absolutely right. They need to graduate, but you also need to commit to that distance. So there's a lot there. Ben, thanks for joining us this week.
I appreciate it very much. Kel, nice talking back to you. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Nice talking to you.
Keep doing your thing.
Well, thank you. You too. I've been following you. I've had some great races.
That's Ben Kaplan joining us, the editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine. And that about does it for yet another week. But, you know, before we go, I want to make sure that we thank our sponsors for Le Chocolat one more time. The Peony Island Winery, Infinite Nutrition Canada, the Children's House Montessori, Spago for the food. We've also got Vertica Pole Fitness and the Stag Shop, LMS Compression, the New Balance Store Windsor, and many, many, many more that I'm sure I'm forgetting. Thanks very much for coming in. And,
well, you're welcome. I look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Yeah, I know it's going to be great. Really looking forward to it. Next week, don't forget, you can follow us at runningflat.com, or on Twitter at runningflat, and any of our Facebook pages. Thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to kind of keep you company on your run, your walk, or your workout. We'll be back in 7 days with Julie Weiss, one of the most colorful women in running today. So until next week, I'm Chris Uzinski, and keep running.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.